Now more sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Dave.
And a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day,
Tone. Good day to you, Sire.
Good day.
Nicky Skates, how are we?
How we doing?
Good, good, good. And Mitt, how are you today?
Coming off a 1-7 gambling weekend to start off NBA playoffs.
Let's go. Hey.
All right.
Only up from here, Tony. Yeah, if you're, I'm telling you, I am so due.
You're either hot. Hey. You're either hot or you're due, pal.
You said it, kid. You said it,
You
kid.
Are either hot or you are due. NBA playoffs did start this weekend.
All the favorites
won except for fucking Ant-Man in Minnesota.
Raptors are dead.
Scottie Barnes is hurt.
Yeah.
They have a couple other injuries. The Raptors are dead. And if Maxey continues to play like that, they got no chance.
Nah.
They got no chance. Warriors looked really good. Fucking Jordan Poole has been on quite the run the last month.
It's an absolute bucket.
Absolute fucking bucket. Milwaukee flirted with disaster with the Bulls.
Yeah.
They won but did not cover. The Celtics Brooklyn series is going to be fucking awesome.
That's
what you watched for.
Me and Connor were watching that together. It was pretty fucking electric. I thought, like, for Marcus Smart to make that pass with 2 seconds left, like, the cojones on him and then the spin by Tatum. But, yeah, that is going to be an absolute dogfight from start to finish.
Miami dominated Atlanta without Clint Capella.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony, the Hawks might be dead.
Yeah. Utah-Dallas game was pretty boring. That Luka, that's a series I don't give a shit about either.
Good luck.
That is so we'll jump in. We got 3 games tonight. We got baseball tonight. Not as many games tonight as normal.
Nope.
Guardians got rained out. We were both going to be on the Guardians.
Love me some Guardians.
We were both going to be on the Guardians against Sox.
Should have taken Alex Wood yesterday. Savali feels like the one starter on Cleveland who does not have it this year.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one with Mets and the Giants. They're both hot. We'll get to that. We got hockey. We got hockey tonight?
Yeah, we got hockey. Couple games.
We got
5 or 6.
Put me in the vice, my friend.
Boy, there is one that is mighty, mighty tasty tonight.
No Champions League, right? Because they just finished last week.
So no, but there is on Wednesday. There's 20 Ligue 1 games.
20. The entire fucking league.
The entire league is playing. I have no idea what is going on there, but there's games every day this
week. Is it Boxing Day in France?
I don't know. I got smacked this weekend though.
Not good. Not good weekend on pitch.
No, not good at all, my friend. Saturday was all right. Sunday, yesterday was a...
Did you bet on USFL at all?
Tell you what, Tone. I'll bet on a lot of things in my day, and I'll say this once, and I'll never say it again. That ain't going to be one
of them. No, that is not going to be one of them for me either.
I would have bet the USFL, but FanDuel didn't have it.
UFC boost hit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
LaCroix?
Did it hit?
What's that?
Did it hit?
LaCroix.
LaCroix?
Yeah, he was the boost.
And he submitted him?
Yeah, he definitely hit him.
What?
He hit.
What about Teixeira?
Nick? I think he was asking you.
Mark? He hasn't played in a long time.
It hit. Yeah, it did hit.
It did hit?
Yeah, I mean.
Of course it did.
What are we talking about?
Why would we even fucking
What are we talking about?
I mean, you broke it down, too.
Yeah.
So that was always fucking
fight
something.
Of the night, fucking fight of the month every month.
Every fuck. I mean, obviously. Obviously, it was going to fucking hit. Let's go. All right. So we got NBA, MLB, NHL pretty much tonight. Got golf. We got a golf tournament this week. Hopefully, Lefty comes in here at some point this week. It's a Paris tournament.
Lefty.
Fucking team tournament.
Lefty took it on the shins yesterday.
Oh, no. He had a Cantlay.
He scud missiled on a Cantlay there. That was tough.
Pretty heavy on fucking
Cantlay. Tough to watch.
All right, so we'll jump into all of that. And then the rest of the week, obviously, like I said, we got the golf tournament. More NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Obviously, more baseball. When do the NHL playoffs start? Next week?
Soon, got to be. I don't have an exact start date off the top of my head, but it's got to be soon. Every team's at like seven games left, maybe.
Kings just keep on rolling, huh?
They do, and Pens. Depends how tough break.
I mean, you can go back and watch. Gonna, you can go back.
We don't need to keep bringing it up, all right?
You go back.
You have to use break.
You can go back. You can go back and watch the tape. You watch the film. Me and Nick, since the beginning of this season, said you got to get a.
Maybe Casey will fucking stand on his head.
He won't. You have to get a well-known backup for Jari. Had to.
Well, it pisses me off, too, because it was the only thing that they really needed to address.
Yeah.
And it was the only thing they didn't address on the team.
Absolutely.
In the offseason or the deadline.
Maybe he'll stand on his head.
He won't.
Jeez.
Like, there's a reason I'm being so blunt about it. And, you know, usually you like to have a little bit of optimism.
So who's the backup for him?
Louis Domingue.
Hold the phone. We got Domingue coming in.
Yeah.
Maybe
big game Domingue.
Yeah, maybe
Domingue. I have more faith, and there's no reason to think this will happen.
Death
in Louis Domingue going on a run than Casey DeSmith going on.
I didn't know you had big game Domingue.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys aren't dead.
Death to Ming.
They are very, very dead.
Oh no.
Alright, we'll be all right.
Big game Domingue.
All right. Let's start on the diamond.
Yeah.
We'll start on the diamond, then we'll go NBA, and then we'll go to the ice, Nick. We have 2, 4, 6, 8 games tonight. 2 have been postponed. Chicago and Cleveland, Arizona and Washington's postponed. The Twins and fucking Dylan Bundy put it on Boston this morning.
Big Dick Mountain.
Fucking is Dick Hill dead?
I mean, jeez.
I mean, what is he, 48 years old?
I don't think that's the thing to be saying about Rich Hill right now.
Oh, I forgot his father passed away. That's on me.
Yeah.
Tony, show some couth.
Jeez.
I forgot.
He'll be fine. He started slow last year, too. Takes him a while to get loose.
He did. He gave up. Was that the guy who I looked at this morning? He gave up 4 in each of his first 4 starts.
Then he was lights out.
And then, then he came on.
We'll see.
Dylan Bundy's 2-0. What kind of world are we living in?
Dylan Bundy has found it. Whatever it is, he has found it. I mean, he's pitched well.
What kind of world are we living in? The Flexen's 0-2 and Dylan Bundy's 2-0.
I mean, it doesn't matter what Flexen's going to do. If they don't score some fucking runs... They haven't scored a run in his starts.
Going back and looking at it, I know they haven't.
Not one. At least first 5, maybe after that.
You know who else is on fire to start the season?
Who's that?
Fucking Syndergaard.
Yeah, I took him on Saturday. Yesterday, I got excited and took Reds and Mall plus a half in tell you LA. What,
I forgot about baseball gambling. I've had about fucking enough of losing in the bottom of the 5th.
I haven't had any of those lately. Just
I've had a Dodgers were up
8-0,
and then scoring a run in the 6th. I have been losing my fucking mind.
The Reds might lose 110 games.
They are terrible.
That sucks because they were.
Mm-hmm.
You're not far removed from a very good team.
Last year they were pretty good.
And the year before that, when they had Bauer, they were in the playoffs, weren't they?
Yeah. All right, so let's start tonight.
Is he pitching again?
No, I don't think so. They just like extended his stay away thing or whatever. So, yeah. 7:10, first pitch. Alex Cobb, Tyler McGill in New York. Let me look at the weather on that one. Seems like they're going to try to get it in. It's definitely going to be cold. It's going to be windy. Maybe I look at an under here. Winds are blowing in at 20 miles an hour. The reason why I say let's maybe look at an under here, Alex Cobb and Tyler McGill have been pretty good this year.
Very good.
They were good last year, too.
Yep.
The total is, what is the total, though? It's 7 for the game.
It was 6.5.
First half total runs is 3.5. I don't want to touch that. The dog is the Giants, who are fucking hot. The Mets are also been very good. I'm going to stay away because I just think it's a good ball game.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know. I feel like McGill, I don't know.
What about him?
Is he this good?
He's young.
Like Cobb had 10 Ks his first
I know. Season. McGill is 26. He's also 6'7", 230. He's a fucking dog.
Jesus.
He's gone 5 and given up 0 in runs, and given went 5 1/3 and given up 0 in runs to start the year.
Yeah, I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from this game because I just think it's a good game. 7:40, Buccas go to Milwaukee. Zach Thompson and Eric Lahr. I'm going to take the plus a half for the Buccas here.
I knew it.
You know I like Zach Thompson.
You love Zach Thompson.
Lahr.
That is a heavy price.
Heavy price for the Brewers who, I mean, who the fuck are they?
I don't know. Who? I don't know what a lot of these teams are right now.
And to start the year, Buccas are, I believe, number 9 in hitting lefties. And the Brewers are number 21 versus righties. So give me fucking Zach Thompson. You get plus a half at plus money.
There you go.
So something about there for me. I'm going to take it. You're not taking it?
No, thank you. I'll pass.
Did you go against Buccas this weekend? I saw maybe. Take the Nats?
Did I take the Nats?
I can't remember.
It's no longer plus money, but I will take it.
What is it at now?
110.
Plus halves minus 110?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I took the Nats on Saturday. Let's go Buccas. Should have taken them yesterday.
Let's go Bucks. Plus a half fucking scumbags.
Corbin on the mound.
Buccas ended up winning that one. Was it tie after 5 though? I
don't remember.
There's so many games. McClanahan's going against Kyle Hendricks, Tampa Bay and Chicago.
Yep.
7:40 first pitch on that one. I'm not ready to take Hendricks yet.
I will. I love the Cubbies. They've been covering plus a half a lot. Smiley yesterday, lights out. Stroman blew it on Saturday or Friday, whatever that was. But Hendricks is a different animal at home. Rays 5-5 haven't started great. I will. I'll take the plus a half first five with the Cubbies.
What's
here?
What's the total on this one?
8
Eight first half is. Are they giving us 4.5 or are they giving us 3.5? Four and a half minus 124. Here's why I say this. Temperatures are in the 30s, feels like the 20s. Scattered snow showers, winds around 20 miles an hour.
This game's not, they're playing this?
It's blowing out to right.
There's no way.
But temps are in the 20s.
Yeah, they canceled the White Sox game. Why the hell are they playing this game? That doesn't make any sense.
The Sox are in Cleveland.
Oh, shit.
Same city, though. Chicago White Sox and Chicago Cubs, but White Sox are playing in Cleveland.
Should have known that.
I may look at the under just because of the temperatures in that one.
No?
Nah, I don't trust Hendricks enough. Can't do it, won't do it. Might take it, though. We'll see. Angels are at Houston.
Yeah.
Michael Lorenzen, who had a good first start, was a relief pitcher all of last year versus Luis Garcia. Lorenzen in his first went 6 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 earned run. Luis Garcia, also pretty good pitcher. I'm staying away.
I'll lay it with the Astros.
Okay.
First five money line.
What is it?
154, okay. I'm seeing right now, my friend.
Yeah, I almost jumped on the Angels just because of the half.
Trout's out, right?
I mean, them fucking walking in bases loaded this weekend made me never want to take the Angels ever fucking again.
Joe Madden, I mean, guy thinks he fucking invented baseball.
What are we doing? Trust your guys. Trout's face in the outfield.
Yeah, it was all time. Yeah, Trout took one off the hand yesterday.
Fuck that, dude. All right, so you're taking Houston there.
Yeah.
Philadelphia and Colorado.
Fuck this team.
Aaron Nola versus Chad Cole.
Until the Phillies fucking start playing, I'm done with them. These assholes. How do you, are you not mashing with that lineup?
Rockies first five plus a half for me.
You taking it?
Yeah. Aaron Nola has not
unbelievable.
Had. You said it. Fuck the Phillies, dude.
I'm not going this far to take the Rockies.
Rockies are on a good start.
I can't with this Phillies team. I took Wheeler yesterday, got lit up like a Christmas tree.
Fuck them. I hate them. That being said, I'll take the Rockies tonight and they'll get fucking pummeled for some reason. But Rockies are actually 6-3. Phillies are 4-6, yeah. 1-3 away. Nola has gone 6 and gave up 4 earned runs and gone 3 and gave up 3 earned runs. Chad Cole had an okay first start. But this is basically, for me, taking the plus a half at plus money on that one.
Fair play.
Way the Phillies have already fucked me at the beginning this year.
Yep.
NL East always fucking is. Last year was the Nats and Phillies.
Stuff out there. Stuff out there right now.
I mean, also, obviously, Colorado's hitting a little bit better than the Phillies. Plus a half, plus money. I'm going to fucking take a shot on it.
Never hit a home pop.
Baltimore's at Oakland. Spencer Watkins and Frankie Montas. Frankie's laying quite a bit of juice here. I'm going
to
stay away.
Yeah, I'm not ready to do it.
Minus 196 for Frankie.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Nope.
Nick Lodolo is going versus Manea.
Yep.
Are you laying a half here?
I'll go first half result, minus 120, Padres.
Okay.
That's it. His Reds are Oof, jeez.
So you're technically laying a half, yeah?
Technically. Technically. We're getting technical about it.
Manea, minus 178 for the game. Yeah, if you're laying a half for the game, 1.5 for the game, it's plus 116. Are you getting plus money? Or no, what'd you say, minus 120?
Minus 120, first half result.
One, Nick Lodolo did not have a good first start for the Reds. And did we say this before the show or after the show? Or once the show started that the Reds may...
110?
May lose 110?
They're bad. They're very, very bad, my friend.
Lodolo went 4 and gave up 5 earned runs in his first start of the year. 24-year-old. They do have that, dude. You see the highlights? I can't remember. Hunter Green, maybe his name is? He was throwing like 103.
Yeah, he's got gas.
Then he got rocked by the Dodgers in like the 4th or 5th. We're going to stay away from the Reds. They have not been good since their owner, son, said, where the fuck are you going to go? They have not been good since that. So we're going to stay. I'm going to stay away from them. You're going to lay the half. Yes, or you're going to take first half result.
Yep.
And then we got Ynoa versus Kershaw.
Nah.
Why did I not see this one earlier? Was
this,
it?
This is. We're a week into this.
Kershaw's minus 225. Yeah.
We're a week into the season and we're already doing this with the fucking Dodgers.
Are we getting 1.5 with the fucking Braves?
Was Ynoa terrible in his first start?
Yes. He went 3 and gave up 5.
Jeez. +1.5, -152. I ain't taking it. If you know I had a good start last time, I'd think about it. But goddamn, dude.
He had a 4 ERA yesterday, 5.49 on the road. Did he start last year? Tough, too. Because it's at one point last year, he was all right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
His start to last year. Actually, he went 5 and gave up none, went 6 and gave up 1. He had a good start last year. Are we getting plus?
+1.5, -152.
For first 5?
Yeah, I can't. I can't justify taking Ynoa right now.
All right, I won't then.
I can't do it.
Okay.
Won't do it.
Kershaw, that's a big number. That's early in the year.
That's Dodgers. We're already there. We're already there. That's like the NHL thing. Everyone's saying the favorites went 14-0. Yeah, they were all fucking -200 or more.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not like they were short favorites.
Yeah, Dodgers are 7-2, 4-0 at home. So I'll stay away.
Fuck the Dodgers.
I'll stay away.
Could be
okay.
Some fireworks.
What do you mean?
Freddie Freeman?
Freddie. What's his name? Olsen's hitting well. He's hitting .420.
Yeah.
Okay, so Pirates first 5 plus a half for me, and Rockies first 5 plus a half for me as well. Two teams I did not think I was going to be backing much this
tough
year.
Scene. Cubs first 5 plus a half, Padres first half result, and we did not talk about this, or did we talk about this game? Maybe I missed it.
Which one?
I'm taking plus a half with the D-backs.
They're postponed.
Fuck!
That's why we didn't talk about it.
Two picks?
Yeah. So you have two picks for tonight?
Yeah.
And I have two picks for tonight. This we got weather, postponements. Dude. What are we going to fucking do?
Let the record show I would have taken Bumgarner plus a half
okay.
against Gray.
I almost took...
I also would have taken the Guardians first 5 months.
Same. Line. I almost took the Padres as well. I'm a little worried about their bats to start the year.
Nah, I don't like fucking having to lay it, but... Can't have one pick.
I hear you. Okay. That's what we're going with.
Yep.
That's what we're fucking going with. All right. Let's move to the association. Playoff.
Yes.
Fucking basketball, which now this will never hit for me, but I do love putting $1 on how they're going to score the first basket of the game.
Those are so damn fun.
You win. It's $1 to win $100,000 or something like that. Fucking why not? So tonight, first game, Raptors and 76ers. Like I said, I believe Scotty Barnes is hot. I believe Gary Trent's a game time decision. So we'll see about that. Philly looks pretty good in the first game.
Yeah, they fucking boat raced them from start to finish, my friend.
From start to finish.
Never close.
Never close at all. The line is 7.5 in this one, over under 216. I don't really want to fuck with this game. Mitt, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to bet it. We're going to bet the over here, 216.
They went over that in game one.
Yeah, that's really the only reason why. I am colder than, I don't really, you can take your pick. I'm colder than a damn
igloo. Colder than cold things.
Yep, I am ice cold right now. Oh, yeah. So we're just looking to heat up. We're looking for points. Let's go.
Okay.
That's why we're going over.
They went 242 in the first game, so, you know, maybe maybe get Scotty Barnes being out is not good for their defense.
There we go.
Is Thad Young playing? Who the fuck knows? So yeah, I wouldn't take the Raptors. I don't think.
Yeah,
a team I liked before this series started.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all. My friend.
Second game is Utah at Dallas. So I was gonna take the under in this one on Saturday. And then I saw the total was 208, and I got scared away. I believe the final was 99-93. So there was not a lot of points scored in that one.
Luka is out, right?
Luka's out. Mm-hmm. Total for this one is 205.5, even lower than the one on Saturday. The line is 5. Mavs played They hung around.
The Mavs played out of their fucking mind.
They did. They shot well. They did everything they could without Luka in there. It never happened.
Yeah, the Mavs played out of their mind. There is no point not to take the Utah Jazz here -5. Too easy of a number. I mean, they hit it last time, and you couldn't have asked for a better game from the Mavericks.
Oh, they covered by half a point, didn't they?
Yeah, they won by 6. They did
on that last. Yeah.
That last free throw. Shout out, Mitchell. Let's go.
Yeah. I remember watching that. So, yeah, you got Jazz -5 there, 206, low total, but as I said, 99-93, the first one. And then Nuggets and Golden State, 7 is the line here. Jokic did everything he could in that game. Yeah.
What if the Warriors play like that?
Fucking good luck.
So favorites have lost one game all playoffs?
They've lost one game.
So here we go. Moneyline parlay.
Okay.
Sixers, Warriors, Jazz, +150.
Kind of love it.
Thank you very much.
I'm with you.
I like it.
I'll die on that hill.
You know what? I'm with you.
We're dancing with favorites. Let's do it. Till proven otherwise.
Yeah. You know what? I'll jump on it with you. I mean, I don't love doing it on this show. No. But
I mean, what are we doing?
What else are we going to fucking do?
Yeah.
Let me look.
I mean,
as far as ATS,
you're fucking hopping on too.
I debated taking all these teams with the spread, so yeah, I'm gonna hop on that with you.
Until proven otherwise.
So, ATS though, Phoenix covered as a favorite, Chicago covered as a dog, Brooklyn covered as a dog, and Miami covered as a favorite. So 2-2 yesterday. ATS on Saturday, Golden State covered as a favorite, Philly covered as a favorite. Minnesota won outright as a dog, and then Jazz won and covered. So 3-1 for the favorites there. So what was that? 5-3 for the favorites. ATS money line 7-1.
Yeah,
we'll go. I'll take the I'll take the money line parlay with you.
Yep.
Really not even worried about any of them either. The Jazz one, because who knows? Maybe they'll fucking lay in. The
Nuggets could fuck around and win a game.
Yeah.
That's what scares me.
If Jokic goes for 40.
Yeah.
I mean, the Warriors, what? Their tallest guy is like 6'10".
It's pretty tall.
No, it's pretty damn short in the NBA. But, like, that's why I'm scared to take this, because Denver could – I could easily see Denver winning this game or losing by, like, 25.
Okay.
That's basketball, baby.
That's basketball.
Let's play off basketball.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Come on, favorites. Keep it going, boys.
Who are we taking first basket?
First basket? Which game?
Sixers and Raptors. I'll go with Tobias Harris.
Toby.
First basket will be Fred Van Fleet +850.
I like that.
Yep, that's the one there.
I don't hate that one.
That's the one there.
I'll go to Tobias, and then I'll go with Mike Conley.
Jazz Mavericks. I will go, let's go Spencer Dinwiddie +750 on that one.
Okay, I like that one. And then
finish it off.
Golden State and Denver.
Gonna go with that, my absolute lad, Jordan Poole at plus 550.
I'll go with Wiggins.
I dare you to take Will Barton.
I'll go with Wiggins. Okay. All right, let's head to the ice. How you feeling about the ice?
Not great. The slate stinks, but just doing a little digging here. Obviously, you guys mentioned that the favorites were undefeated all weekend in the NHL. Yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, clean sweep for all the favorites because they were so heavy of favorites. Mm-hmm. We got a not exactly the same, but similar situation.
Pretty heavy favorites, except for that one really sweet game right there in the middle.
Money line parlay. If you take all the favorites tonight, a little parlay, just money lines, $10 will win you $95.
Okay.
So something to think about. But of course, we will go through each game. I'll give you a little bit of stats and everything.
Okay.
And, oh boy, maybe a pick or two. But
I mean, this 10:40 puck drop. Jeez.
Calgary Flames. 8:10. Calgary Flames go to Chicago. Calgary 5-0 straight up in their last five on the road. 5-0 in their last five.
Blackhawks have been fucking terrible.
Going for their seventh win in eight games here. These two teams played twice already. Flames won 5-2 in November and 5-1 in January. Blackhawks have not been good lately. I like. I'll take Calgary puck line tonight at minus 1.5.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean,
so minus 126.
Chicago has not been a great fucking club.
And you know, I don't love puck lines, but.
Sometimes you have to.
Sometimes you have to. Moving on down the slate here, the Caps go to Colorado. Ooh, this is a potential upset watch. Caps have been playing really good lately. 6-1 in their last seven on the road. Colorado, though, 5-0 straight up in their last five overall. In their last five at home, they're going for their 10th straight win tonight.
Jesus.
It's a stay away from me, but I lean Caps just for taking a chance for a dog on the road.
They are 31-4-2-1 at home.
Yeah, very good. I think it's the best team in the league at home.
That's
31-4-2.
So you have the best team in the league on home ice, and then you have a team that's been incredible. They might have the best road record now. I think they overtook the Pens for best road record with the Caps. So
Caps road record, I was just about to say, 23-8-4-1. Pretty good for fucking Caps.
You're cooking, huh?
Yeah, so good matchup there tonight.
That's great.
New Jersey, Vegas, not a great matchup for anybody. New Jersey 5-2 against the spread in their last seven on the road, though. Vegas 6-1 in their last seven at home. Staying away.
Yeah,
Vegas got absolutely boat raced by the Oilers.
They do, and they need every single game.
The Kings won't go away.
Fucking feisty bunch.
Pesky. Scrappy.
Jeez.
What about the fucking Caniacs?
Oh. Let's jump to that game here. 20,000 screaming Caniacs got the best of one the other night when he got carried out by the police
fucking legend,
with no shoes on. I don't know what was going on, but Carolina, big favorites, minus 490
going to Arizona. You won't take the Coyotes plus 2.5.
Well, I thought about it, and I was going to, and then I found some more troubling information. Let me tell you. So the Hurricanes are 3-5 this month. They haven't played their best hockey lately, right? Wow. Okay, this seems like, oh, we got Arizona at home, maybe.
Plus 2.5.
Arizona's lost 6 in a row. And those 6 games, the scores have been 5-1, 6-1, 5-1, 6-2, 7-1, and 9-1.
So they haven't scored a lot.
Is fucking Kessel not playing?
2.5 to Kessel has like 6 goals on the year.
Coyotes have already fucking got there.
Kessel has 6 goals.
Clayton Keller and Nick Schmaltz were the guys there, and Keller broke his leg, and it seems like the offense is completely...
Coyotes are on the course already.
How much is Kessel being paid?
$6 million still.
That's $1 million a goal.
Plus the... I think he's still maybe...
Listen, dude, from don't fucking come and fill like this.
Absolute legend. I love it.
How about Sens and Kraken?
Yeah, that's another one. Maybe you look at Ottawa as an upset special here as their even capital. Money on the road. They're 8-1 against the spread in their last 9, 4-1 and they're against the spread in their last
Seattle's
5 on the road.
Not the nation's capital.
Seattle has stunk, Ottawa. But everyone saw it all over the internet. They announced that Marshawn Lynch and McLemore are the new minority owners.
Is this a hype boy game?
Marshawn was whipping his Zamboni around.
Mitt,
so
let's go!
I'm staying away.
Mitt, are you taking the Kraken
tonight?
Put on
your Billy Tubes tarp.
Yeah, let's fucking go, dude. Marshawn was whipping that like he was back in Cal. Let's fucking go. Zamboni driver.
Seattle. That is Seattle. Money line. It's good value, man.
What's the play? What's the money line?
Minus 122.
All right, yeah, let's go. -122 Seattle Kraken, locking in.
Kraken at home.
You won't listen to Macklemore all night
long. In the crack house.
Fucking wings, dude. Let's go.
Get your toque out, Tony.
And then finally, maybe the game of the year.
Oh,
this is an absolute banger. 10:40 puck drop.
The latest puck drop they can possibly have. I'm going to have a
Red Bull at fucking 11:30 tonight.
Texas hockey.
Come on, lads.
Goes up to Vancouver.
Oh, come on.
There is only one way we can
bring him out.
Don't do it.
Bring him out.
He's coming out.
All rise for their animal coin.
Texas hockey by a
Gumpy's matchup of the century. The Dallas Stars, formerly the Minnesota North Stars, travel up to Vancouver, Canada.
Texas hockey by
former
million.
Home of Kyle Gump Cathcart, his two favorite teams in the NHL.
Ferry right away, actually.
Ferry right away. -114 for the Stars.
-45
for the Canucks.
Dallas will be heads. Vancouver will be tails. Tails.
Cougars. Vancouver! Oh, let's go! Fuck Texas hockey!
The coin is spoken!
Woo!
Yeah! The Vancouver Cougars!
Fuck!
-105 at home. Home pups.
We'll have a moment of silence now for Texas hockey.
They absolutely cannot afford to lose this game.
Coin! You guys are fucking dead, dude.
99.
Sorry.
See you, dude. Still, we got two good goalies, man.
Whoa. Thank you, boys, for respecting the coin. Fuck.
Dallas, Texas hockey, 6-1 straight up. Their last seven on the road. Good road team. Cougars.
Come on, lads. 5-0. What is that coin doing?
5-0 straight up in their last five. Coin These are two very hot teams.
Coin won its last one.
Coin won its last game.
And possibly the toughest coin flip of all time. Two of the greatest hockey teams to make us money all season long. Texas hockey and the Cougar Canucks. It pains me to say it, but the coin has gone with Cougar's money line.
What a fucking matchup, dude. Fuck game of the year, dude. Is this on TNT?
No one's going to see it.
What do you mean no one's going to see it?
What is this on?
We're all staying up.
Is this not on Sportsnet Pacific?
I fully...
We not get Sportsnet Pacific
out here? I fully believe Pal will be up into the wee hours of the night watching this game, but for the rest of us, this is probably just about when my eyes are going to start to close.
This is bullshit.
This is bullshit, Dad.
Maybe I'll catch the first period.
Who's in net? Hold the phone.
No confirmation yet. Check your sources.
Was that confirmation? No confirmation.
We're thinking Otter versus Demko potentially.
Let's check. I'll check with the lads.
Just trying to find which NHL teams were most profitable this year.
It is Ottinger against. Jeez. The fucking write up for this game could fucking Nobel Prize winner.
Hey, good luck tonight, Paul.
Vancouver's on a 3-game winning streak?
Five, I think.
Jeez. How's that make you feel?
Yeah, they've won 5 in a row.
Jeez. It's a fucking late puck drop in Vancouver, my friends.
The Stars are currently tied with the Preds, too, at 91 points. Although you do have
a We're tied with the Preds?
Hand. Yeah.
What are we going to finish, 6th?
Oh, 14. in the total conference, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now you're sitting at 6, but Nashville is tied with you at 7. But your bigger problem is because of the division.
I forgot about that. We lost 4-1 last time at home to the Cougars.
Hey, good luck tonight.
Thank you. Good luck to the to the coin, I guess.
I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, good luck, but not better luck than the coin.
Fuck.
Anyone want to... Jesus Christ.
What?
Anybody want to take a flyer on fucking Embiid and Siakam to combine for 60? That +140? No thanks.
Tell you what.
No.
No.
Oh, here's one.
Okay.
What's this?
Kershaw records 6+ strikeouts with the Dodgers to win. Is that what you're talking about?
It says there's FanDuel has a live stream for Canucks for Coover's hockey, Texas hockey.
Oh, yeah. Those are actually awesome.
Yeah, they do one or two games a night. They live stream.
There you go, Paul.
On the app?
Yeah. You can watch it right in the FanDuel app.
Is
it
on? And you can bet. Like, you can bet with it.
Is it Sportsnet Pacific?
I don't know what the broadcast rights are.
If it's not fucking Sportsnet Pacific.
I assume that the game will be on Sportsnet Pacific for that region. Probably not in Indiana.
No.
You may have to watch it on the FanDuel app. And
so why does it say, it says live stream, and then it says goal scored in first 5 minutes of the game. So that's just something you bet during the game?
Yeah, well, no, you can bet it right now. But I think they're just pushing the, because they added the goal in first 5 and first 10 this year. I don't think it was available.
Plus 138? Jeez.
Tell you what, I'm not taking the Dodgers or this boost, but if you do like the Dodgers, Kershaw to record 6 strikeouts and a win is much better than at plus 105 than laying 2 whatever. You know?
Jeez.
You know what I mean?
Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
We need to have him on this week, probably.
Who's that?
You know what I mean?
Morency? I mean, if he's found the perfect in between the 12 and 18 pack. It was pretty incredible.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he's got a 15 pack of Sleeman, and the 12's never quite enough, but 18's too many, so he's finally found his sweet spot. 15 pints. 15 pints in a night. Oh man, what a legend.
All right. Geez. Jesus. All right. We miss anything? I don't think so.
No, it's a good day. It's
fucking good day. Great day.
His favorite's parlay. Better cash in.
You know what? Favorite's parlay. Better cash in.
Let's
cash
go.
In.
Two baseball bets. Jesus.
We got
this NBA has, playoffs.
This has to be it. This weather. This is it. This is the last time.
We said that last time.
Nah. Not like this.
16 games tomorrow.
Ball.
What?
Ball.
Yeah. All night.
All day.
There's one day game, Mad Bum and Josiah Gray. We already know which side you're on for that.
Yes. When's Mad Bum going to get traded? I don't think he wants to.
Loves it in Arizona.
Yeah.
I think looking at the weather, we may have some stuff this week, but then we're in the 80s this weekend, and then I think we're home free.
There you go.
I think we're home free. Where's my camera? Good luck to all tonight. May tonight bring you wins. May the wins bring you money. May the money bring you a fortune. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.